Food news, Connecticut restaurants. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Tuesdays in The Feed, we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can follow her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And as a big golfer myself, big golf tournament coming up this week, the Masters, everyone always talks about. Danielle, have you ever eaten at a golf course?
Yes, but I got to be honest with you, Kevin. I've probably drank more at a golf course.
Yeah, a different thing.
I mean, the restaurants are good, but the cocktails are great.
Right. So, Alex, I know you found a whole bunch of them for us here in Connecticut, right?
This is a great topic. Personally, I'm more of a mini golf girl. I do have great ideas for you guys. I'm going to start us off in Lyman Orchards Golf Club. It's home to the 1741 Pub and Grill, and it's located in Middlefield. They have a really delicious menu. There was nachos, Mexican street corn, warm salted pretzels, chili hummus, much more on there. They have a section on their menu just for burgers, too. So after you're done playing a game, maybe get a burger. They all sound great. 1741 also offers fresh seasonal cocktails, which is a nice touch, too.
Nice.
Another great one is Monty's at Great River Golf Club in Milford. This golf course is semi-private, absolutely stunning, very well maintained. Monty's offers both indoor and outdoor seating. You can go sit on the veranda. I know it overlooks the Housatonic River. They have a more American international theme for their menu. So, for instance, I saw mac and cheese on there, but also some lo mein and fish and chips. A lot of yummy options at Monty's. And they also do family dinner nights.
Ooh. They also have a awesome brunch, Alex. I mean, the mimosas, enough. I could have way too many of them.
I know, that's true, Danielle. And we're here at the radio station in Milford. It's right down the street. It's so close to here. And I've golfed there a bunch and had food after, and it's delicious every time. But you can also just head over there, you know, even if you don't golf, to get some lunch or dinner.
Oh, so it's perfect for me then.
Yeah, there you go.
And me, Alex. So I'm with you there. We'll get mimosas together.
Thanks, Danielle. The next thing I have on the list is a Meriden, and that's Violi's restaurant. And this is located at the Hunter Golf Club. Firstly, I just want to say that the Hunter Golf Club was rated in Connecticut Magazine's 10 best public golf courses.
Oh, wow.
And Violi's specializes in Italian food. So they'll serve up lunch and dinner. Again, both indoor and outdoor dining with daily specials, which I thought was really nice, too. They have a great bar menu. Mussels, clams, crab cakes, calamari. I saw a burger and a wrap salad section on there as well. So a lot of things coming out of the Violi's restaurant kitchen. And lastly, there's Gillette Ridge Golf Club, and that's in Bloomfield. They have a full-service kitchen. That bar has a ton of flat-screen TVs. Maybe watch a big game, have some lunch, enjoy happy hour. I've heard that watching the sunset here is also beautiful, and the menu looks great. Short rib tacos, lettuce wraps, wings, lots of sandwiches, and great sides, too, for Gillette Ridge Golf Club.
Nice. Now I just want to eat all this food and play some golf. It's nice out today, too. It would be the perfect day to do it.
I know. Maybe I should take a couple of lessons.
All right, Alex, CT Food Girly. You can follow her on Instagram and check out all her posts and photos and just get really hungry looking at her Instagram. Thanks so much, Alex. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.